It's at this time that a baptism can be carried out for those who have recently dedicated themselves to Jehovah. This certainly is a wonderful, heartwarming occasion that for all of us to welcome these individuals to our Christian brotherhood. Brother Brent McLaren of the Woodvale Congregation will discuss with us the theme, Jehovah Will Help You Inherit the Kingdom. Brother McLaren, please.
So today, March 8th, 2015, is a really good day. I say that because we have sitting here in front of the platform one precious person who is presenting herself for baptism as a public symbol of her dedication to Jehovah. So brothers and sisters, would you like to join me in extending a very warm welcome to our soon-to-be dedicated sister? We certainly are very happy to be able to share this day with you. So why, as Jehovah's Witnesses, do we put such importance on the day of one's baptism? Well, it's because, simply put, the day of our baptism is a life-altering step. You know, it's not like other important days in our life. Perhaps when we graduated from high school, that was an important day, but afterwards we moved on to the next phase of our life. But with our dedication, we could compare that more like, say, when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly. It's a complete change. So the same with our dedication. We completely change our way of thinking. We no longer live our life for our own self-interest, but we put Jehovah's will first in our life. So how does Jehovah feel about ones that make this step and dedicate their lives to him? Well, we can be sure that in his eyes, he sees a butterfly as well. And the thing that makes us so beautiful to him when we make our dedication is the fact that we've done that of our own free will. We haven't been forced or coerced by anyone, but we've used the very gift of free will that Jehovah gave us to bring praise to his name. So no wonder that the scriptures, such as Malachi chapter 3 and 17, describe you and all your dedicated brothers and sisters as treasured possessions of Jehovah. So yes, today is truly a good day. But it's not a good day for everyone. You see, Jehovah's chief adversary, Satan, he's not happy at all about the decision that you've made. So when he looks at you, he sees a butterfly too. But what he wants to do is he wants to trap this beautiful butterfly in one of his snares. He wants to kill you spiritually. And then he can put you in one of his trophy cases and say, here's a servant of Jehovah whose integrity I was able to break. So that could seem like a very daunting and scary proposition, but don't worry. Remember, in Jehovah's eyes, you're precious to him. And because you and all of us here today are so precious to Jehovah, he has promised to help us. In fact, if you take your Bible and turn to Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, we'll see this promise for ourselves. So there it says in Isaiah 41 and 10, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be anxious, for I am your God. I will fortify you. Yes, now notice this point, I will help you. I will really hold on to you with my right hand of righteousness. So what a beautiful promise that all dedicated servants of Jehovah have, that Jehovah will help us. So how does he do that? Well, in a few minutes, we're going to look at some specific ways, some help that Jehovah gives us. But before we do that, we're going to talk to three of our sisters, and we'll see how Jehovah has helped them to live up to their dedication. So our first sister that we'll talk to is Sister Grywell. So Sister Grywell, could you tell us, please, when were you baptized?
In 1973, when I was 13.
Okay, so you were obviously raised in the truth. So when you look back at that point in your life, how can you say that Jehovah helped you to make a dedication to him?
Well, by my parents following Jehovah's direction, never missing a meeting or our family study, it was the only conclusion for me was to make that decision to get baptized.
Right? So that's a good lesson for all of us parents, isn't it? To be consistent in our training of our children. What about after your baptism? Have you had to face any challenges that could have stopped you from living up to your dedication?
Yes, I did. My first husband, after leaving the truth for a while, committed suicide. And as my daughter got older, she struggled with many of the same issues her father did. Sorry.
Well, that's okay.
And eventually she left off serving Jehovah as well.
Right. So how did those events affect you?
Well, I was feeling very devastated and alone, and sometimes I just wanted to give up.
So how do you feel then that Jehovah has helped you to carry on and live up to your dedication?
Well, it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through, but some advice from my mom really helped me. She told me not to give up, stay close to Jehovah, and he would eventually help me find that sense of peace and calm that I would need. So, Brother McLaren, that's exactly what I did. I stayed close to Jehovah, I prayed a lot, and he kept doing what he asked me to do. And even though I still miss my daughter, it isn't as painful as it was at first, and he is truly, and now I can truly appreciate firsthand what my mom was talking about, because Jehovah has given me that peace and calm.
Okay, thank you, Sister Grywell, for those heartfelt expressions, and certainly very appreciate your fine example in the congregation. So next. So now we'll talk to Sister Patel. So, Sister Patel, when were you baptized?
In December 2005.
Okay, so before you learned the truth, what was your religion?
I was Hindu before.
Yeah, Hindu. So how then did you come to learn the truth, or first hear the truth?
House-to-house ministry.
So tell us then, how did your husband feel when he found out that you wanted to change your religion?
My husband wasn't very happy. And example, there's one time he brought his whole family over to pressure me to stop studying the Bible with witnesses.
Well, that was quite a challenge indeed. So how did you cope with that pressure?
I always remember Romans 10 and 13, and I prayed with Jehovah very often.
So, how did things end up working out for you?
I always find a way to have my studies and eventually get baptized.
Very nice. So, does your husband still try to make things hard for you?
Not at all. Now he's actually being all the, friendly with all the brothers and sisters.
Yeah, isn't that super? So, looking now past your baptism, what goals did you set for yourself?
Oh, I wanted to spend more time in the ministry.
Very good goals indeed, but what challenges stood in your way?
I was working full-time. Also, I have a husband and 3 daughters to care for.
Yeah, so you had a lot of responsibilities to look after there. So how did you go about meeting that challenge?
I pray to Jehovah again, very often.
Okay. So once again, prayer. So how have things worked out for you?
I found a job 3 days a week that paid me same amount the job I previously had. So now I can auxiliary pioneer many times of the year.
Yes, very good. And we certainly do appreciate you in the congregation, and I can attest to your zealousness and being able to auxiliary pioneer many times throughout the year. So thank you very much for your fine example. So now we'll ask Sister Kolpitz the same first question. When were you baptized?
September 7th, 1957.
Well, that is a long record of faithful service, just about 58 years, isn't it? So what has enabled you to live up to your dedication for all those years?
Well, prayer and Bible reading has been very important.
So no doubt through those 58 years, various challenges have indeed come along, but what is one challenge that you have found especially difficult to deal with?
Extreme shyness and also a desire to hide from people.
Well, that would be difficult, but could you give us an example of how that has affected you?
Well, when I was younger, I remember my first offer, and I was talking to a man. I was very nervous. I was stuttering. I couldn't get the words out. He was getting more annoyed, and finally he said, "Why don't you go home and learn that and then come back and tell me?" Well, I was totally devastated. I was ready to run.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. But you know what? It's not unusual to feel that way on our first call or for the first little while. So how long did it take for you to overcome those feelings?
Well, Brother McLaren, I haven't overcome them. I still fight with them every day.
Wow, that's a lot of years to be struggling with that issue. How have you been able to deal with extreme anxiety and yet still continue to live up to your dedication?
Lots and lots of prayers, and specific prayers, asking Jehovah not to let me give in to these fears, but also being consistent with my Bible reading has certainly helped.
Okay, thank you very much for those expressions, and we so much appreciate your fine example in the congregation and your almost six decades of faithful service. So thank you very much, sisters. So as we can see from those interviews, Jehovah helps those who serve him wholeheartedly, and you can have every confidence that he will help you live up to your dedication as well. But what are some ways that Jehovah helps us? Well, we're going to look at four areas that Jehovah helps us to inherit life. And as we go through these ways, certainly these are four areas you'll want to take note of and remember in the future, but it's certainly a good opportunity for all of us here today. All of us who are dedicated to Jehovah or even contemplating dedicating ourselves to Jehovah to reflect on how it is that Jehovah does help us, and it really demonstrates the extent of his care that he has for his people. So what is the first way that Jehovah helps us? Well, you probably noticed in the interviews that all three of our sisters talked about prayer. So Jehovah gives us unrestricted access to himself in prayer. Now this is unique, because once a person makes a dedication and symbolizes that by water baptism, it's like now Jehovah said, now you're part of my family of worshipers. So we think about that, being part of Jehovah's family of worshipers. I'm sure we can appreciate how we all have, in most cases, a different relationship with our family members than we might with strangers or even friends. So for example, I've been out of my parents' home for over 25 years, but I still have a key for their house. And my parents, they live in Calgary. And anytime I'm in Calgary, whether they're home or not, I'm able to go into their house. They don't mind. I have unrestricted access to their house. So that's what Jehovah's saying to us. He's like, you're part of my family. Talk to me anytime about anything. I want to hear from you. So what a marvelous help that Jehovah has given us, knowing that he wants to hear from each and every one of us. The second thing that Jehovah has given us to help us centers around his word, the Bible. Now, of course, we appreciate this gift, and we would be lost without it. But our loving Father goes beyond just giving us his word, the Bible. In fact, notice in John chapter 14 and verse 26, what Jehovah says he will do for us concerning his word. So that's John chapter 14 and verse 26. And it says there, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, that one will teach you all things, and now notice this point, and bring back to your minds all the things I told you. So sometimes we're afraid that, well, what if I don't remember the right Bible principle, or I can't think of the scripture, I won't know what to do. Well, Jehovah is saying all we need to do is ask him, talk to him, and he will help us to recall the right scripture, the right principle to deal with it. So we certainly appreciate God's word, but how much more so we appreciate the fact that he's telling us, I'm going to help you by recalling the right scriptural principle to your mind. The third help that we want to talk about is if we just go over to Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. Now, this is an important aspect because, as we talked about in our introduction, we do have a very powerful enemy. Jehovah's chief enemy, Satan, he's not at all happy, and he's putting roadblocks up in front of us and challenges. But notice what help we have. In chapter 11 and verse 13 of Luke, it says, therefore, if you, although being wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so will the Father in heaven give Holy Spirit to those asking him. So Satan's strong, but Jehovah's Spirit is stronger. So all we have to do, according to the verse there, is ask Jehovah, and he'll give us whatever spirit we need in order to have enough strength to meet the challenge. Because let's face it, as humans, none of us have enough strength to stand up against Satan. It doesn't matter who we are. But with Jehovah's Spirit, we have what we need. or two, for others and all of us that are dedicated to Jehovah, doors of opportunity open up, don't they, as far as areas of sacred service that we might be able to engage in, privileges. Well, perhaps we're fearful that we're not qualified, we don't have the skills or the abilities to fulfill those assignments. Well, don't worry. Jehovah said, I'll give you my spirit. Whatever you need, I'll give you enough to fulfill your assignment and do my will. So what a beautiful help that Jehovah has given us. The fourth area that we wanted to talk about today, we'll discuss it in the context of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13. So just turn over there. So Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13 is part of the Lord's Prayer when Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray. So one of the things that he taught them to pray there in verse 13, and do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the wicked one. So this is what Jesus was telling his disciples to pray first. But what it means for us is that Jehovah will identify temptations, challenges, and show us how to avoid them. How does he do that? Well, we have programs such as today. So really, Jehovah's using his organization to help us. So by arranging programs like today, Keep Seeking Jehovah's Righteousness, where we will have identified for us certain traps that Satan likes to use, and will be is given instruction and direction on how we can avoid those temptations. So just as the prayer says, we're delivered from the wicked one. So for all of us, we need to recognize that and stick close to Jehovah's organization, and recognizing through his meetings and through all the Bible literature, this is the way Jehovah's helping us to identify these snares and to avoid them. So when we consider these four factors, there's certainly no question that Jehovah is living up to his word in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. He is indeed helping us and leading us to inherit his kingdom. But does that mean then that by getting baptized, we are automatically guaranteeing ourselves Jehovah's protection and that we'll be able to inherit his kingdom? Well, not in itself. You see, Jehovah is doing his part, but we have a part that we need to do as well. You know, when we think about that, an old illustration comes to mind, and it's an old one, so you may have heard it, but it illustrates the point so good about what our responsibility is. So if we were to ask a friend to come over and help us to do something, maybe move a piano. Well, when the friend arrived, what do we do? Well, we don't put our hands behind our back, take a step back and say, well, there's the piano, move it. Doesn't work that way, right? We have to pick up our end of the piano, and then, with the help of our friend, the piano gets moved. So it's the same with Jehovah. To live up to our dedication, work is involved. We have to do stuff. But when we put in the work, when we put in the effort, Jehovah has something to bless. And then things happen. We see his hand at work. So what are some things then that we should keep in mind? Things that we can do to really show that we are interested in living up to our dedication and doing our part. So once again, we're going to look at four things. And certainly as we prepare for water baptism, we want to contemplate on these things and remember them going forward. But they're also good for each one of us here that is already dedicated to ask ourselves, are we doing our part? Are we continuing to live up to our dedication? Are we continuing to pick up our end of the piano, as it were, so that Jehovah has something to bless? So what are the four areas that we're going to look at? Well, the first one has to do with the decisions that we make. Now, we know life is full of decisions. Every day we have decisions to make. Sometimes they're small, sometimes they're big. Like, what career are we going to pursue? How much education? Am I going to get married? Who am I going to marry? All of these decisions, right? Well, as we make these decisions, are we keeping in mind Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24? So as dedicated Christians, we have a responsibility and an obligation to consider this verse when we're making decisions. So Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wants to come after me, let him disown himself and pick up his torture stake and keep following me. So to be a follower of Christ, dedicated to Jehovah, we need to have disowned ourselves. So what that means is when we're making decisions, we need to stop and ask ourselves, does this decision show that I am pursuing my own interest? Or am I making a decision that will put Jehovah's will first? So if we get into the practice and habit of asking ourselves that question with every decision, then we'll be making decisions that Jehovah will be able to bless. So once again, our part is to stop and ask ourselves, when I make a decision, is it furthering my will or Jehovah's will? The second area that we can show some initiative in is outlined in Ephesians chapter 4. So a little bit earlier, we talked about how Jehovah uses his organization to help us to identify temptations and so that we can avoid them. Well, in Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 8, we'll see another part of Jehovah's organization that he's given us to help us, and then we'll see what we need to do to show that we're doing our part. So first of all, in chapter 4 and verse 8, it says, "For it says, when he ascended on high, he carried away captives. He gave gifts in men." So we're talking about these gifts in men. Now just go down to verse 11 there. It says, "And he gave some of these gifts as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelizers, some as shepherds and teachers." So shepherds or elders in the congregation. Jehovah has gave some gifts in men to serve as elders. Why? Well, verse 12 says, "With a view to the readjustment of the holy ones for ministerial work to build up the body of the Christ." So the elders have the responsibility to help the congregation to flourish. So with that in mind, how do we view the elders? Well, we want to view them as what they are, help for us. So instead of avoiding them, we want to draw close to them. Get to know the older men in the congregation, and when we have a problem or a situation we're not sure how to handle, take the initiative and approach them. Don't wait for them to come to you. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I think of the illustration of maybe a person wants to learn how to scuba dive. And so they contact an instructor, they meet the instructor at the dock, they load up all the gear into the boat. Then would you ever imagine saying at that point to the instructor, "You stay here on the dock. I've got everything I need here in the boat. I'll figure it out on my own." You wouldn't do that, eh? That would be foolish. Well, it'd be just as foolish to not take advantage of the provision that Jehovah has given us of the older men in the congregation. So get to know them, and as they're the shepherds of the congregation, and they'll certainly help you on your road to inheriting everlasting life. The third point is highlighted in Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. And this is just a nice short scripture. And it also ties into a point that we talked about earlier. So remember, we talked about how Jehovah has given us unrestricted access to himself in prayer. So that's what Jehovah's done. But notice what we need to do in Romans chapter 12 and verse 12, where it says, "Rejoice in the hope, endure under tribulation, persevere in prayer." So Jehovah's gave us the access, but we have to use it. We have to persevere, constantly talk to Jehovah. You know, we talked about how we've entered into his family of worshipers. Well, you no doubt have seen situations where families grow apart. Families become like strangers because they don't talk. Well, that can happen with us and Jehovah. He's given us the access, but if we don't make use of it, that access can close off and we can become like a stranger to Jehovah. So in order for that not to happen, we need to follow Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. Persevere in prayer. Talk to Jehovah and he'll help you. And it also gives us a fine opportunity to express our thankfulness to Jehovah for what he has done for us. So certainly make that an important part of your life and your daily routine. The final area that we want to consider that all of us need to take very seriously if we're going to live up to our dedication is highlighted in Proverbs chapter 2. So please turn there with me. So once again, reflecting on something we talked about earlier, we talked about how Jehovah has said, "I'll recall to your mind the right principle, the right scriptural point." Well, Jehovah can only do that if we do what's directed here in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. So let's just read that whole account and see what it brings out. It says, "My son, if you accept my sayings and treasure up my commandments, by making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to discernment. Moreover, if you call out for understanding and raise your voice for discernment, if you keep seeking for it as for silver, and you keep searching for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of Jehovah, and you will find the knowledge of God. So when we think about Jehovah's Word in the Bible, we need to view it as full of treasure, because that's what it is. So being full of treasure, if we devour it, read it in such a way to find those treasures, we'll find them. You know, the verses talk about seeking for treasure, and there are people that search for hidden treasure their whole life, but they never find it. They die penniless. But we're guaranteed, if we search for treasures in God's Word, we're going to find them. And those treasures are going to draw us closer to Jehovah, and they're going to help us to keep our faith strong so that we maintain our integrity towards Him. So if any of us have not already established a good habit of daily Bible reading and Bible study, we need to do so immediately so that we can avail ourselves of this help and show Jehovah that we want His guidance and direction. So as we reflect on the help that Jehovah has provided for us, for you, for each and every one of us here today, we see that He is indeed living up to His promise to provide help. So we can be confident that if we do our part, if we pick up our end of the piano, as it were, Jehovah will bless your effort, and He will indeed help you to inherit His kingdom. So now, we come to the part in our program where we have a couple of questions to ask you. So we'll ask you to stand. And we'll ask each question. We'll have you answer in your loudest voice that you can. So it says, on the basis of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, have you repented of your sins and dedicated yourself to Jehovah to do His will? Your answer, please. And do you understand that your dedication and baptism identify you as one of Jehovah's Witnesses in association with God's Spirit-directed organization? Your question, please. Or your answer, please. That's very good. So your clear, affirmative answers to these questions indicate that you are qualified for baptism as an ordained minister of Jehovah God. So certainly it would be very appropriate at this time to ask Jehovah's blessing in prayer. Jehovah, our most loving Father in the heavens, as we approach your great throne at this time, we are certainly very happy to share in the joy of this day with our new sister. We appreciate how happy you are as well. When you look down from your great throne in heaven and you see ones who have taken a stand on your side and have helped to give an answer, provide an answer to you so that you can tell your adversary Satan that he is a liar. We appreciate that the step is that important. So we pray for your blessing to be upon our candidate today and that you continue to strengthen her, to be with her, and to help lead her to everlasting life. We pray too that as a family of fellow worshipers that we can all help each other and that we can work shoulder to shoulder with our new sister and be able to serve you together as one family. So we know that there is nothing more important that could be done today than to be here to see this baptism and to share in this joy. So once again, we pray for your Spirit to be upon all of us here today so that we can indeed avail ourselves of the help that you have provided each and every one of us and that we can show ourselves that we, by our actions, that we want your help and that we want to work in harmony with the direction that you give us. So once again, we pray for your Spirit to be upon the baptism today and upon all the days in the future as each one of us continue to live up to our dedication. So we pray all these things through your now reigning King, Christ Jesus. Amen.